This is episode number 2031 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 12th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts. Random facts. Random facts.
Bamboo is the fastest growing plant on Earth. In fact, the Chinese Moso bamboo can grow almost 3 feet in a single day.
Whoa.
Several landlocked countries have navies. Mm-hmm. Of all those countries, Bolivia's navy is reportedly the largest, approximately 5,000 personnel and 60 ships to sail where? I don't know. They're landlocked. The town of Morton in central Illinois creates 80% of all the canned pumpkin we eat. Morton in central Illinois. Libby's is the most popular brand of canned pumpkin, and they do it all of their harvesting and canning in Morton. So
they grow their own pumpkins?
Apparently so. And the poorest 5% of people in the United States are still richer than 68% of the people in the world. That's anything great. It's kind of sad. That is some random facts for
today. Well, you had to let it out on a low note.
I know, sorry. Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Hey, remember back in May when Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer both confessed during Friends reunion that they were secretly crushing on each other back in the day?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, naturally, that was enough for the rumor mills to start flying and socials to go shoo out the like little rockets.
The rocket's red glare over Rachel and Ross.
In fact, the rumor mill ramped up this week when a so-called source says Jen and David, they've been texting each other.
No.
Yes, texting.
Since
the reunion, and that David supposedly flew from his home in New York to see her in L.A., where she's making him home-cooked meals and taking him to her favorite vineyard.
This is the same source that said she was making home-cooked meals for Brad Pitt, wasn't it?
Hey, that's right.
And they were borrowing books.
Oh, yes, there was the book
borrowing. Remember that? Right after Brad decided that he needed, some space away from whatever girlfriend was the girlfriend of the moment. I think it was called Seagram 7. Oh, no, I didn't say that out loud, did I? Know? So, really, Ross and Rachel, huh?
Well, the internet broke yesterday with the potential that Jen and Schwimmer were really just on a break.
All this time, they were just on a break.
Schwimmer is the wet blanket now because his reps debunked the rumors sitting yesterday.
Oh, come on.
That there's no romance between the past TV
on, you
lovers.
Guys. Come on, you guys. You just broke my heart there.
I know.
I was so excited for them.
I got y'all worked up.
It's nothing but heartbreak all her life, She married Brad Pitt. He left her for Angelina Jolie. She married Justin Theroux. She kicked him out. And now, here's what I think.
Okay.
After they filmed, now we don't know when they filmed. We kind of have an idea when they filmed the reunion. They did it in a day. We know that. And I think that after they started talking about it on the air, they both kind of got like, you know what? We could do a little Friends with Benefits thing tonight. And I think that may be where the rumor started. So maybe he's like, I'll meet you in that place. And we'll see you after we're done. We'll rap and then, we'll play.
So, I mean, we're like starting a rumor now.
We'll play Hide the Paleontologist.
Oh, jeez.
I've been wanting to say that for a long time.
Right.
Who's
going to
know that they're texting? Who's going to know that they're, having home-cooked meals? Does Jen even cook? But that part doesn't make sense. So I don't know.
But there's no pictures of them together.
Supposedly friendly with Brad, and she sent Justin Theroux a happy birthday the other day.
Yeah,
it was a picture of him, not her, without a shirt. I think we would rather have seen her without a shirt.
Well, someone who cares much about this news is John Van Camp. Halle Berry plays a disgraced MMA fighter in the upcoming sports drama Bruised.
This movie was shown at the one of the film festivals, I think Sundance, last year. That's how long it's been done. And it's been waiting for a place to be shown.
Well, so, it's a good name for a movie about an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Netflix acquired it last year for $20 million.
Ooh, that means that Hallie might get a little payday out of that.
Maybe. So Hallie, she's no stranger to playing parts to call for her to get beat up a bit. she's starring in and directing the film.
Right. I kind of want to see that.
I bet you do.
Kind of want to see her kick somebody's ass.
Well,
in a cage.
Yeah.
That excites me, man. That excites me right now. That excites me more than the Field of Dreams game tonight. Let's put it that way.
Well, on the first day of... On the first day of filming, she found out that she's not immune to injury.
Uh-huh.
She broke two of her ribs
The
very first day of filming.
Yeah.
Now, previously, she'd broke three different ribs on the set of the John Wick movie.
Yeah.
You know, when she was in that with Keanu Reeves. And on that movie...
Which was a good movie, by the way, if you like action.
John Wick is good.
Yeah, John Wick is really good.
John Wick, well, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of... Bourne movies are great for action and adventure. The Bond movies, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and the John Wick movies are great.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there, I mean, there's other ones, too, but I love those kind of movies.
Yeah, I do too.
No. Two ribs here, three ribs there. The insurance company on the John Wick movie stopped production while Hallie recouped.
Yep.
On this one, she chose not to halt filming, and she just worked through it.
Well, because she's the producer.
And
the director.
It's
an independent movie.
And the budget's much smaller.
Oh, way much smaller.
So she decided to work through the pain.
She did it, though.
Of course she did. She's Halle Berry.
Yeah. I want to see it.
Halle Effie Berry.
Yeah. Yes, she is. Now I don't have to do the Halle Berry bit today because you already did it for me. That's good.
The Halle Berry bit. Poor Halle Berry.
Well, it's part of the deal.
So she's diabetic.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think I may have heard it somewhere and I forget because she's just such a badass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But badasses are diabetics too.
Yep, that's right.
Diabetics are people too.
That's right. Yes. They are. Yeah.
And you know.
So does that make her more prone to broken bones?
She says it does.
Okay. I'd never heard that before.
Anyway, Netflix in November.
That's when it's coming out.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
You have to wait.
Here's the deal.
To wait that long.
She's 54 and she's still making movies. Even though this is one that she's directing and producing herself.
She has no wrinkles.
Yeah, no, she's in good shape.
She's flawless.
And she's been able to extend her career beyond what everybody considers 40-ish for women in Hollywood is really the thing. So, you know, she's going to be 55 this month. It's crazy. It's just crazy. So good for her. Good for Halle Berry.
Her justice in life. Yay, Hallie.
Come be my trainer, please. See why she's my girl.
I need help, Halle Berry. Halle Berry, you're my only hope.
All right. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.